EPA provides certainty for dicamba users. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The Environmental Protection Agency announced the registration of three dicamba herbicides this past week. Michael Clements shares how the action assures farmers have access to a much-needed weed management tool.
Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Andrew Wheeler, joined by American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall, announced a five-year approval of three dicamba herbicides. AFBF Congressional Relations Director Allison Crittenden says the announcement provides farmers certainty in product availability.
The announcement this week means that EPA is reaffirming its commitment to dicamba for the next 5 years. But ultimately, this means farmers have certainty for the next 5 years that dicamba will be available to them and they'll understand clearly the parameters in which to use it.
Crittenden says the new registration does have some changes farmers need to know about, including required use of a volatility agent for over-the-top applications.
The new registration does require a downwind buffer of 240 feet and 310 feet in areas where a listed species is located. It prohibits over-the-top applications on soybeans after June 30th and cotton after July 30th. Importantly, it also simplifies the label and use directions so growers can easily determine when they should apply dicamba and how they should do it.
Crittenden calls dicamba an important tool for farmers.
Not every farm faces the same challenges. The farmers need options to make the best decisions. There are some weeds that existing products on the market maybe aren't as efficient in dealing with. So it's important farmers that encounter some of these different weed challenges have a product on the market they can use to help them solve those problems.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Again, farmers applaud the EPA in making a science-based decision that affirms the safe use of dicamba, providing certainty for the industry for the next 5 years. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.